Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Samech Hey. We left off on Daf Samech Dalet Amid Beis. We are at Tanan, toward the bottom of the page on Daf Samech Dalet Amid Beis, three lines from the end of the page. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. Also by Misha Feldman, in honor of the third yard site of his wife, Donna Feldman, on the 4th of Tammuz, Donna Pestia Bashmul Yaakov Zev, her neshama should have an aliyah. And also by Henry Orlinsky, Lili Nishmas's mother, Rachel Leia Baschai Mashra Koin Alea Shalom, a survivor of Auschwitz that left a legacy of generations of Shomrei Torah Umitzvos, whose yard site is today, neshama should have an aliyah. So we are holding in, still in this machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, where if you have this extra Seir around, because the partner of one of the Seirim when you had the two Seirim, the original two, one of them ended up dying, so now you have this extra one around, now you have to separate, bring two others, so that you could do a Hagrala, so now you have three Seirim for two jobs. So when the one that you have two of, which one do you actually use? Do you use the one from the first grouping or the one from the second grouping? So that was Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara is going to start by bringing more Raya in the Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan about which Seir is used. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why we spill the dam of the Seir La Hashem when the Seir La Azazel dies. Meaning we said that if the Seir La Azazel dies, we take whatever dam we already have from the Seir La Hashem and we spill it out. So why is it that we would do that? And then Amud Beis is going to be one discussion. The Gemara is going to talk about why it is that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say to bring the lost Seir the following year, just like he does by Shkalim. That if you have a Seir that was lost and then you found it, so just hold on to it and use it next year, because after all you're going to need Seirim again the following year. So the Gemara is going to have five different approaches why Rabbi Yehuda does not suggest to bring the Seir the following year. So let's begin again, three lines from the end of the page, at Tanan. So the Gemara continues to challenge Rav. Tanan, the Mishnah says that according to the Chamim, the remaining Seir, the leftover Seir, is going to graze until it develops a mum, but it's not holich lemisa like any other chatos shemesu ba'aleha. And the Mishnah explained, she'em chatos tzibur mesa, that the reason it's yirat shi'istaev and it's not holich lemisa is because the halacha is that chatos tzibur is not holich lemisa. Oh, so it sounds like the only reason it's not holich lemisa is because it happens to be something that belongs to the tzibur. So the diuk, that's an obvious diuk to make from the Mishnah, is that if you had a chatas that was owned by an individual in the same situation where the Bailam got a kapara with another one, then mesa, then the halacha is it would die. It would not graze until it develops a mum. So ask the Gemara Bishlam, the Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Amarav. I understand very well, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan understands the Chachamim in our Mishnah to be saying that the second Seir from the first grouping, that's the one that's going to graze until it develops a mum, meaning the second seer from the second grouping you're actually going to use. It's the second seer from the first grouping that's going to have to graze until it develops a mum. So I understand the lashon she'ein chatas tzibur mesa, because had it been chatas hayachid, the halacha would be that it would be holich lemisa. Why would the halacha be that it would be holich lemisa had it been a chatas hayachid? Because it would have the same status as a chatas avuda, as a lost carbon chatas, which is also holich lemisa. Where do I find such a thing? Rabbi Abba Amrav, like Rabbi Abba Amrav said in the following context. There is a machlokas between Rabbi and the Rabbanan in Meseches Tumura and Daf Chav Beis. They discuss the following case. A person is mafresh a behema for a carbon chatas, and then he loses the behema. So, of course, naturally, he's going to replace that behema with another carbon chatas. And then, before he's ever makrav that new behema, he finds the original carbon chatas. So now he's got two animals that are both perfectly ready to be brought. They were both hooked. Dash l'shem the same chatas, so obviously he's only going to be makriv one of them. So there's machlokas Rabbi and the Rabbanan. What do you do with the other one? What do you do with the one that he's not going to be makriv? So Rabbi says the remaining animal, the leftover animal, you let it die because it's a chatas shekipur ba'ala ba'cheres, and the halacha is that's the chatos, that's one of the five chatos amesos, is a chatas shekipur ba'ala ba'cheres, that you have a carbon chatos where the bailam already got kapara with another animal. But the chum say no, it's not going to just be left to die. You let it graze until it develops a mum, because the klal that a chata shekipur ba'ala ba'cheres is mesa is only in a situation where you first found the avuda after the kapara was already achieved.
But in this case, you found the lost one before you got the kapara with the replacement. You hadn't brought the replacement yet. So you found the lost one first. So even though the bailum was mafresh another one in its place, it's not holich lemisa, it's tira atshetzitzayiv. So in that context, Rabbi Abba Amrav said the following. Damar Rabbi Abba Amrav, hakol modin, that both Rabbi and Rabban Ramoda, shim nischaper b'she'ena avuda, that avuda mesa. That if the one that you chose to actually use as your korban chatas is the replacement, is the one that never got lost in the first place, everyone's going to agree, the one that got lost, even if it was found before you ever brought the replacement, before you were ever makar of the replacement, that the lost one is going to be left to die. Everyone's going to agree to that. Because halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that a chatas sha'avda and kipru ba'alel ba'acheres is dina l'misa. And that fits this criteria, this animal fits that criteria. It was lost, and by this point now, even though it happened after you found it, but by this point that we're discussing right now, you are you brought the replacement in its place, so now the original animal is going to be holich lemisa. The whole machlokas Rabbi and the Rabbanon is in the case where you lost the animal, you found it, you replaced it, then you found it before you were makriv the replacement, but then you were makriv the avuda. You decided instead of being makriv the replacement, you were going to use for the karban the one that you had lost, and the whole discussion therefore is on the second animal, the animal that you were planning on using as a replacement. That's what Rebbe's going to say, that if you're mafresh behema for the sake of a lost carbon, it has the same din as the lost carbon. So just like had you used the second one, and the first one would be the one that you have left over, would be holich lemisa, so too if you use the first one, and the second one is what you have left over, that also is holich lemisa. Whereas the Rabbanan disagree, and the Rabbanan say that which is coming to replace a lost carbon is not exactly the equivalent of the lost carbon. So if you got your kapara with the lost carbon that you have now found, the second one does not die. It's ro'ach yistayv, and let it graze until it develops a mum. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who understands that the Chachamim are telling us that in the case where the mishtaleach, the seer mishtaleach dies, the second the animal from the second grouping is the one that's actually brought, and the seer from the first grouping would just graze until it develops a mum. So I understand why the Mishnah says she'ein chatas tzibur mesa, which would imply that had it been a chatas yachid, it would be mesa, because that's the case that divrei hakol, that's the case that everybody agrees. Remember, everybody agrees that if you are actually makriv the replacement, that whatever you had originally it would be a chatas mesa bala, and that would be holech lemisa. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it works out very well, because Rabbi Yochanan says what you're actually supposed to use is the replacement, is the one from the second grouping. What you're left with is the one from the first grouping, is the original one. Oh, and the original one is Chata Shemesa Bala. So it's only because the Bailim is a Tzibur that it's not Mesa. But had the Bailim been a Yachid, then it would be Mesa. Elo the Rav, but according to Rav, who understands that the goat from the first grouping is the one that's actually used, and therefore the leftover one is the replacement, so then you could ask a question, why did the Chachamim have to say, oh, you know why it's only going to graze and it's not going to die? Because Ein Chata Tzibur Mesa. It's because look who the Bailim of this carbon is. It's a chatas sibur, but had it been a chatas yachid, then it would be mesa. That's not true. Both according to Rebbe and according to the Rabbanan, you can't say that, because according to the Rabbanan, Maseches Tumura, the seer is not holich lemisa, because according to Rav, you're makriv of the first one and the second one that you designated to replace. The lost one does not have a din of the lost one, because they hold that if you're mafresh la'avud, it doesn't have a din of the avud. They only say, and therefore there's no halach l'moshe m'sinai, that it's going to die. It's not among the chataos amesos. And even according to Rebbe, that a behema that you would designate to make up, to replace a lost behema, would have the same status as the behema that was lost, but this seir was not really taken to replace the lost one, because the seir from the first grouping is still there. It wasn't lost. So this wasn't something that was, meaning the by the Se'irim, we're not talking about anything got lost. We're talking about that you had two Se'irim, one Lashem, one Azazel, and one of them died. So the other one is still here. So the extra one that you have is replacing one that was never lost. It's replacing one that was here the entire time. It's just because it's the Ben Zug of the first one died that you had to bring another two in order to do a Hagrala. So since Rav holds that Bali Chaim are not Nidachin at all, and they could have been makriv, they could be makriv throughout the entire time, whichever one they want. What this really should be is, it should be like initially being mafresh two animals for a chatos, al das to be mischaper on whichever, with whichever one you want. And the reason I'm designating two is in case one of them gets lost, I'll be able to use the other one. And what's the halach in such a case? The halach is you get a kapara with one of them, and the other one is left to graze. And even Rebbe, who holds that if you're mafresh li'ibud, it has the same din as an avud, that if you're mafresh to replace a lost animal, it has the same din as the lost animal. Over here, you are not mafresh to replace a lost animal. You are mafresh shtechatos achrayas. You are mafresh two that were here the entire time. Where in such a case, no one would say Dina Lamisa. So the Gemara's kasha is, how come in the Mishnah it says that the only reason it's not holy Lamisa is because it's Ein Chatas Tzibur Mesa, is because it's Chatas Tzibur, but had it implying that had it been a Chatas Yachid, then it would be Mesa. According to Rav, that's not true. Even had this been a Chatas Yachid, it would not be Mesa. But Bein L'Rebbe, Bein L'Rabbanan, Rav would say, this would not be Mesa, it would be Yirachi Stoiv anyway. Would not be Mesa. So this is a Kasha and Rav. How's Rav going to explain our Mishnah? So essentially, according to Rav, that the Seir from the first grouping, the original Seir, is roi to use for the mitzvah. So both Seirim are omed for the same mitzvah. It's exactly the same as being mafresh two animals for the same korban chatos. You have them both here the whole time. None of them are lost. Where the halacha is that even if we're a chatos ayach, it would not be holich lemisa. Even if we're a chatos hayachid, you would let it go gray. So why does the Mishnah say that the only reason the Seir Hasheni is not going to die is because it's not a chatos tzibur? Is because a chatos tzibur is not mesa and it's a chatos tzibur? No, even had it been a chatos yachid, it would not be left to die. Says the Gemara, no. Kivin damer Rava, Rav savla Rabbi Yossi, damer mitzvah berishon. Once Rava taught us that Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi, that the mitzvah is berishon, and that's why the rishon, that's amila krava, the rishon is the one that you should use, and not the second one, meaning we ask that according to Rav, L'chari, you could use either one of them, right? Why is it that we insist that you use the Rishon? Oh, he also like Rabbi Yossi, that whenever you're given the option, you always choose the first one. Where did Rabbi Yossi say you always choose the first one? So we said two possibilities. Either it's from the Shkalim, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, that you choose you use the Aleph before you use the Beis, and the Beis before you use the Gimel. The Gemara didn't like that one so much, so we suggested instead that it's based on by Korban Pesach, that you have such a din, that you use the first one. But since he holds like Rabbi Yossi that we always use the first one, so me'ikara, when you were mafresh the second one for the goral the second time around, kim mafresh li'ibud dami, it's as if you're being mafresh it li'ibud, that it should go to Misa anyway. So Rav is going to say that our Mishnah is assuming like Rebbe, that if you're mafresh li'ibud it's ka'avud, that if you're mafresh an animal to replace a lost animal, it has the same halachic status as the lost animal. So in the case where Chatas Yachid would be Dina Lamisa, the replacement would also be Dina Lamisa. And therefore the Mishnah has to tell me, no, you know why this is not Mesa? It's because Ein Chatas Tzibur Mesa. So that's how the Gemara answers the Raya against Rav. That Rav can fit with the Mishnah if he assumes that the Mishnah is going like Rebbe. Now there is this Gemara, this Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is brought up in a different context entirely by the Marsham in the Tshuva. The Marsham is a tshuva in Chelek Hei, Simon Ayin Hei, where he deals with the halacha that the parshiyos of the tefillin have to be nichtav kesidra, they have to be written in the right order, right? So Vayim Shema has to be written after Shema. They have to be they have to be written exactly in the right order. And if they're not kesidran, so then it's going to be possible. We paskin that la halacha that tefillin that can only be nichtav kesidran. So the shaila was asked in the Marsham that someone accidentally wrote in his tefillin of, in his Rabbeinu Tam tefillin Vahiyim Shemoa before he wrote the parasha of Shema. So now, what's he going to do? He wrote it first, so obviously he can't put these two parashas together, but he remembers he has an old set of tefillin where the parasha of Vahiyim Shemoa became possible, and in that old set of tefillin, obviously the parasha of Shema from that old set of tefillin, which is still kosher, was written way before this Vahiyim Shemoa that I was writing right now. So maybe I could take the parasha of Vahiyim Shemoa that I have right now, and that I had written too early, but I have it right, but I just wrote it now, and be mitzari it with a Shema that I wrote 10 years ago, that I wrote 30 years ago, that I have an old pair of tefillin that I can connect the two of them together. Maybe I can be mitzarif them. So Shoel wanted to bring a raya from a mechilta that you're not allowed to do that, whatever the raya is. So the Marsham rejects the raya from the mechilta. He says, what was the raya? The raya from the mechilta was, the mechilta says that if you write them shalok esidron yiganzu, that you should put them in geniza. Why put them in geniza? Just wait till I find a match for it. Meaning, wait till I have another pair of tefillin from a long time ago, and I might still be able to find a match for it. Why do I have to put it in geniza? So Elamai, you see that it doesn't work. That you're not allowed to be mitzari of them. So the Marsham says, "It's not a raya. What are the chances that you're ever going to come across a parsha of Shema?" So the most logical thing is you can put it in geniza. You can now hang on to it on the chance that maybe you'll have another set of tefillin where only the parsha of Vayim Shema is possible, and you can be mitzari of it with this Vayim Shema. That's all it means that you put in Geniza. So what does that have to do with our sugya? So says the Marsham, the actual shayla we have a raya from our sugya, because now our sugya says that if you mafresh a seir for to make a goral with it, because you don't really need it, because you still have the surviving seir from the first group, one of the surviving seir from the first group, but I need to be mafresh two in order to make a goral just to replace one seir that needs replacing. So it was the original of the two that I'm being mafresh, one of them is never omed la'akrava. The whole plan all along, since mitzvah barishon, the whole plan all along is that it's only gonna die. So it's ki'ilu you are mafresh l'chachila al das that it should be ne'evad. Right? So whatever you are mafresh it with the intention of, it's ki'ilu you are mafresh it al das that it would be lost. So you see over here that if something is not roi me'ikara for anything other than ibud, so l'chachila, when you're maktish it, it's ki'ilu you are maktish it for that sake. So he says maybe the same is true by a parsha that's nichtav shalok kesidra, that since it was not ra'oi to be mitzuraf with the parsha that we're trying to be mitzarif with, it was only ra'oi to be mitzarif with an old parsha that would have been left around for a long time. So then we should say lechatchila, it's as if you wrote it for the sake of that siruf. Meaning if at the time meikara that you initially were maktish the seir, it couldn't be used as the partner for the seir that it's actually being hufras together with. So it must be that we're viewing it as what the only thing it could be, which is li'ibud. So here also, when you wrote this parsha vayim shema, it couldn't be mitzarev with the shema that you're planning on writing with it. Elamai, we view it as if you wrote it initially al das to be mitzarev it together with the old parsha. So that's what the Marsham thinks of. It's always amazing to see like what poskim associate with each other. First of all, to remember the Gemara and Yuma Samachay that you have this connection, but to think of it in that context, in the context of the tefillin, whether you like the tushtel or not, it's an impressive tushtel, right? That someone would make that connection. Okay, so tonight, so now the Gemara brings another raya, another kasha on Rav, who says that the seir from the second grouping is the one that has to graze until it develops mum. So tonight, our Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Thomas. Rabbi Yehuda says the second seir that was not hukrav or was not nishlach la'azazel is instead left to die, even though it's a chatas hatzibur. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Chabin. The Chabin said, no, you're at Shistayv because you're not going to have a chatas tzibur mesa. And Rabbi Yehuda says, nah, you let it die, even though it's a chatas tzibur. So Pashtus, whatever seir the Chacham we're talking about, where the Chacham said it should graze, that's the one that Rabbi Yehuda is saying Thomas. That's the one Rabbi Yehuda is saying should die. So it says, Mar Bishlam, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Mar Shanshim was a Grishon Yire. I understand very well, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Chachamim were saying that the leftover seir from the first grouping is the one that grazes. So the Rabbi Yehuda Yamas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the one that's going to die. Why? Mischaper b'sheni shebezuk sheni, because you're getting kapara with the second goat in the second grouping. El Rav, but according to Rav, Tamar Sheni Shabzuk Sheni Yireh. But according to Rav, that the Chachamim were saying that it's the second goat from the second grouping that's going to graze until it develops a mum. The Rav Yehuda. Yamos, Rabbi Yehuda, b'may michaper. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that seir is now going to be left to die. So, which one are you going to be makriv or mishtaleach? The seir from the first group is dachli, and we and remember we said back in Daf Samachal that Rabbi Yehuda holds balei chayim arni dachin. So, if the one, the surviving member of the first group, is dachli, you're not going to be able to use that. And now Rabbi Yehuda is telling me, and the other member of the second group is going to have to die. So now you're left with nothing. You started out with an embarrassment of riches. You had two for one job. You had two goats to fulfill one job, and now you got nothing left. So says Mar, Mi Sabri Rabbi Yehuda Asheni Shabuzuk Sheni Kai. No, you think Rabbi Yehuda when he says Tamos, he's talking about the goat from the second grouping? No, Rabbi Yehuda Asheni Shabuzuk Rishon Kai. He's talking about the remaining goat from the first grouping. That because Balei Chayim Ar Nidachin, that's the one that's left to die because it's anyway Nidcha. You're not going to be able to use it. So you have to get your kapara with the seir and the zuk sheni. So in a chinami, the Chachamim would be saying that we hold it's not Mesa, it's Yirat Shistayf. But what's it? That you're going to use the one from the first grouping and the one from the second grouping is Yirat Shistayv, whereas Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, the one from the first grouping, first of all, two things he's disagreeing about. First of all, it's not going to be Yirat Shistayv, it's going to die. Second of all, it is a different one than you were talking about. It's not the one from the second grouping that's going to happen to, it's the one from the first grouping that's going to happen to. Vika de Kamosav Hachi. Some ask the Kasha from the Mishnah on Rabbi Yochanan. V'odom Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda went on and said further, he said even more, Nishpach Adam Yamas HaMishtaleach, Mesa HaMishtaleach Yishpach Adam, that if the blood spills from the Seal Hashem, so the Mishtaleach dies. If the Mishtaleach dies, you spill out the blood. So Bishlam, the Rav Ayin, same very well according to Rav, who holds that within the Sheet of the Chum in the Resha, that Balei Chayim are not Nidcha and you're Mischaper with the first one, with the remaining goat from the first group, and this, the goat from the second group is the one that the Chum say Yirat Shistayv. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says Va'od, that Reisha, that since Reisha Pligi B'chatas Tzibur, initially they argue about the din of B'chatas Tzibur, that's not able to be brought, where the Chum say that B'chatas Tzibur is never Mesa, it's just you let it graze, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I disagree with that, and I hold B'chatas Tzibur is Mesa, the Seifa Pligi B'Bali Chaim, and in the Seifa, in the end, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees about Bali Chaim being Nidachin, the Chum hold that Bali Chaim are not Nidachin, and therefore you could still be Meschaper with the remaining goat from the first grouping, and Rabbi Yehuda says that Balei Chayim are Nidachim, so you mischaper with the goat from the second grouping. El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, that even the Chacham hold that Balei Chayim are Nidachim, and therefore you're only going to use the goat from the second grouping. My Va'od, what's Rabbi Yehuda adding with the word Va'od? The Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda are only really arguing about one thing, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and that is whether a Chatas Tzibur is Roeh or a Chatas Tzibur is Mesa. And that's it. There is no further machlokas. So Kasha, so that's Taka, a difficulty on Rabbi Yochanan. So it sounds like that our Mishnah is more like Rav and less like Rabbi Yochanan. In this idea that if the dam spills from one of them, then the other one has to die. If the dam spills from the Seal Hashem, the Seal HaZazel is going to be Mesa. That we just said it comes up in the is brought up by the Maril, or if Mesa Mishtaleach, then Yishpach Adam. If the Mishtaleach dies, then you spill out the dam. Is brought up in the Minhagi Maril. Maril is bothered by Akasha. He says, why is it that the Minhag Bizman Hazeh is that when we go through the Seder Avodah and Musaf and Yom HaKippurim, there's so much time spent discussing this, the Shechita and the Hazaos of the Seir LaHashem. Whereas when it comes to the Seir Mishtaleach, we're not Marich at all. It's just a very brief description of what happens to the Seir Mishtaleach. L'chora, he says, it should have been the exact opposite. Because the Seir Anasa Bifnim is Mechaper for what? The Seir LaHashem is Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash U'Kedoshav. One thing I'm pretty sure I haven't violated over the course of the past year is Tumas Mikdash U'Kedoshav. Unfortunately, we don't even have the opportunity to violate such a halacha. Someone who's Metamid Kachim or someone who goes into the Beis HaMikdash Betuma, we don't have that option. Whereas the Seir LaHazazel is Mechaper for all of the Avonos of all of Klal Yisrael. V'Yisvada Lav Es Kol Avonos B'nei Yisrael, the Pasuk says. That there's plenty of, unfortunately. Right? That we have plenty of Avonos Averos for all of Klal Yisrael. So shouldn't we have been marich in that? And he says, even if there's not what to be marich about by the Simur Shtaleach, because there's not that much that you do, there aren't any hazaos, but still, why would we be marich so much by the Sira Nasa Bifnim if its whole kapara is not even shayach bizman hazeh? The whole Indian of its kapara doesn't even relate to anything we do bizman hazeh. So says the Ma'aril, based on our sugya, you understand very well that Rabbi Yehuda says that if the Seir Mishtaleach dies before you zorik the dam of the Seir Nasa Bifnim, so then you need to do a new goral on two new Seirim, and to be makriv the Seir that's Nasa Bifnim anew. And the same in the opposite, if Nishpach Damo of the Seir Nasa Bifnim, so then the Seir Mishtaleach is going to die, and you'll make a new goral on new Seirim, and you'll make a new Seir Mishtaleach. So you see that the kapara of the Shnei Seirim are 100% talui in each other, and you can't have a kapara al yaday echad mehem unless the other one is mitzuruf with him, unless the other one is connected to it. And that's why when one goes, the other one also has to go. When the blood of the Seir LaHashem spills, the Seir LaHazazel has to go. When the Seir LaHazazel dies, you have to spill out the blood of the Seir LaHashem. So says Ma'aril, it's kedai for us to be marich in the Seir Hanasa Bifnim, because if we want the kapara for the Seir Mishtaleach, we need the Seir Hanasa Bifnim also. So that's what we're emphasizing by speaking so much about the Seir Hanasa Bifnim. So that's the raya that he brings. Now, the Mishnah had said, Vora Rabbi Yehuda, Nishpach Adam Yomus HaMishtaleach. The Rabbi Yehuda said that if the dam spills, so then let the Mishtaleach die. And if Mesa Mishtaleach, the Seir Mishtaleach dies, then pour out the dam. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Nishpach Adam Yomus HaMishtaleach. I understand very well that if the dam of the Seir LaHashem spills out, so let the Mishtaleach die, Dakhati Losav Mitzvasei, because he didn't yet do the mitzvah of the Seir Pnimi. Meaning, what's the primary mitzvah to do with the Seir LaHashem is the Matnos Dam. And the Matnos Dam is Ma'akev. So now I understand. You need to bring a new set in order to do the Hagrala. And the Ben Zug of the Mishtaleach was Nidcha when the dam spilled out. So the Seir Mishtaleach was left all alone. And Balichayim are Nidachim. And so it's going to have to die. So I understand. You're going to need a whole new set of goats. Elamesa Mishtaleach. But if the Mishtaleach dies, why do I have to pour out the dam of the Seir LaHashem? After all, didn't you do the mitzvah already with the Seir Mishtaleach? Meaning, the only thing that's really ma'akiv in Seir Mishtaleach is the hagrala to be koveya which Seir is which, and you already did the hagrala. So why do I have to be docha the dam that I already have ready to go from the Seir LaHashem just because Seir Mishtaleach died? Seir Mishtaleach was ready nas mitzvah. So I'm Rabbi Ani, Amakra Yamal Chaylef Ne'ashem Chaper and Masa Yehizakuk Lios Chay. How long does the Seir Mishtaleach have to remain alive? Ad Shas Matan Dam Shel Chavero. It has to remain alive until you do the Matan Dam of the Seir LaHashem. Lechaper is the Kaparas Dam of the Seir LaHashem. So the Mishtaleach dies before the Dam Apnimi is sprinkled. So then the Dam is Nidcha with the Misa of the Seir Mishtaleach, and you're no longer able to do the Matan Dam, because everyone holds that we have Dichoy by Behemos that are Shechted, and you have to bring another pair in order to do a new hagrala, because the kapara of the dam is going to be ma'akev. Period. Now the Gemara discusses hakrav and yom kippurim of seirim and parim that remain from the previous year, and we're going to discuss in that context, that we'll introduce the discussion by shkalim that were left over from previous year. So it's not awesome. There is a mishnah masech shkalim. B'nei year sheshalcha shekleihem. Let's say not everyone physically goes to the Beis Hamikdash to drop off the maksah shekel. They send a messenger. The whole city gets together. Everyone gives the maksah shekel to one guy, and that guy's got to bring all the maksa shekel from the whole city to the Beis HaMikdash. So the guy is going to bring the maksa shekel, the nignavu sha'avdu, and they got lost or stolen along the way. So im truma truma, if at the time that the Bailim found out that they were stolen, the truma salishka was already taken, so then nishbatin like gizbarin, then the shluchim only have to swear to the gizbarin, meaning if the maksa shekel that they sent counts, they don't have to give a new one, and the din between the guy who lost the maksa shekels is with the gizbarim. It's not with the original bailim. Original bailim are covered. It's only with hegdish that they have their business. The imlav. But if at the time the bailim found out that they were stolen or lost, the trumas lishka was not yet taken, then nishbatin the bnei yair. Then the din is with the bnei yair, because in such a case they weren't torim from the shkalim and the lishka. For the shkalim that were sent. So the bailim are the ones that lose out. So who are the balei din of the shaliach? It's the bailim Kohanim themselves were the Bali Din of the Shliach. Ubnei Yerushal Kenachim Tachtein. And therefore the Bnei Yerushal are going to have to replace their Machsa Shekels. But Nimtzu HaShekzir Maganavim. So let's say they do replace their Machsa Shekels. And then you find the original Machsa Shekels. Or the Ganav that stole them opens up the bag and he says, wow, what an unusual thing. All of the currency in this bag is exactly a half a shekel. And then it dawns upon him, what did I steal? I stole Machsa Shekel of an entire community. So he feels bad and he returns it. So now we have everything. Now we have new Machsa Shekels and the ones that were returned. So Elu ve'elu Shkalimim. They're all Shkalim. They're all Kodesh. Because once they're Kodesh, they don't lose their Kedusha. But you're not allowed to use them for the next year. You can't just use them for next year's Machsa Shekel. Next year you're going to have to give another new Machsa Shekel. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Olan L'shana Ba. Nah, just save them for next year. So now you covered yourself, not only for this year, but for next year as well. So that's the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that they do count for next year, that you're not going to have to give a new Machsa Shekel the following year? Amar Rava, Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, Chovos L'shana Zu, Kreivos L'shana Ba. He says it's a general philosophy that Rabbi Yehuda has, that the Chovos that were designated for this year, if they were not needed for this year, can be brought the following year, can count for the next year. Now, if that is the principle, if that's the rule, that whenever I have a chiyuv that was designated for this year, that I'm allowed to use it for next year, now let's transfer this conversation from Machsa Shekel to animals, to actual karbanos of Yom HaKippurim. So, Eisve, Abayi challenges Rava, Parvis, Sarsh, Yom HaKippurim, Sha'avdu. What if you have the power of the Sar of Yom HaKippurim and they got lost? Let's say, assume, after the Hagrala, they got lost. V'ifra shacherim tachtehen. So you replace them. You designate other animals in their place. V'chein siri avodazara sha'avdu v'ifra shacherim tachtehen. Or the siri avodazara that got lost and you replace them. And then, after you brought the replacement animals for the Karban, you found the original ones. Kulan Yamusu Div Rabbi Yehuda. All of a sudden, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say, wait till next year, just use these animals next year. Kulan Yamusu! They all die! And Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon say, no, Yiru Achim Stav, Vimach, Vipul Dimeim Lindava. They also don't say, you use it the next year. But they say, not die, let them graze, develop a mum, sell them, use the money for Lindava. Shein Chata Sibur Mesa, because Chata Sibur is not Mesa. But the bottom line is, what's Rabbi Yehuda telling me over here? That Rabbi Yehuda is telling me not to use them the next year. So why is it when it comes to the Shkalim that I brought last year that ended up getting lost and then replaced, that when I find them, I can use them for the following year, yet when it comes to the animals, I'm not allowed to use them for the following year. So the Rishonim say, what do you mean? Why is that a kasha? You're asking from the par of Sar of Yom HaKippurim. The reason they're Yamusu is because Halacha Moshe Misinai that Echata Shekipru Ba'aleha Ba'acheres is Mesa. That's not Shaykh by Shkalim. By Shkalim, it's not Kippru, it's not Echata Shekipru Ba'aleha. It's Halacha Moshe Misinai. That Dafka when you have Echata Shekipru Ba'aleha Ba'acheres, it's Mesa. So that's true of the par, it's true of the Sayir, it's definitely not true of Shkalim. So what kind of kasha is that even to ask? So the Ritva suggests that it's mistaver that the Lachal Moshe Misina is only in a case where there's nothing else you could do with the Chatas HaAvuda, with the lost Chatas. Meaning, if there's no other option, there's no way to salvage the Chatas, then it's Mesa. But what if there is a way to salvage the Chatas? Then it should not be Mesa, right? Then it should be, then you should salvage it. You should use it. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The fact that we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that it's Mesa, why does Rabbi Yehuda say salvage it? Use it for next year. You could still use it as a Chatas. It's not Kippur Ba'aleha Ba'acheres for next year. There's still something you could do with it. So therefore, the Gemara's Kasha is a Kasha. And the whole rest of the daf is going to be different answers to that Kasha. Now, why is it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Shkalim from the last year can be used for next year, why is it that the Parin, the Sayer from the last year, cannot be used for the next year? So answer number one, Amalei, so Rava responds, first answer, Karbanos Tzibur Kamrit. You're talking about Karbanos Tzibur that are purchased from the Chumas HaLishcha, so that's where you're asking on the Din of Shkalim? No, Shiny Karbanos Tzibur, the Din of Karbanos Tzibur is going to be totally different. You're not going to be able to use Karbanos Tzibur from this year for next year, because once Rosh Chodesh Nisan hits, you're supposed to only use from the Chumah Chadasha. Kid Rabbi Tavi Amar Rabbi Oshia, Dar Rabbi Tavi Amar Rabbi Oshia, Amar Kra, Zos Olas Chodesh B'chadsho, and the next two words of the Pasuk are, L'chadshei Hashanah. Hana. So sometimes the Gemara is sensitive to this, that when you read a pasuk, you know, when it just strikes you right away that there's a word that keeps on coming up. Zosalas Chodesh B'Chashad L'Chachei Hashana. How many times can you say that? Chodesh B'Chashad L'Chachei. Three words in a row that all say the word Chadash. So why is it telling me the word Chadash? Why is the Torah like making that ring in my head? Because I'm a Torah. Chadesh V'Avei Li Karbon Mitzuma Chadasha. They have to make sure that any carbon seymour only comes from the Chuma Chadasha. So saving it till the next year is not an option, because it's not going to be from the Chuma Chadasha. It's going to be, these animals are carbonos that were bought with last year's seymour money. It's supposed to, but all those carbonos seymour are supposed to be bought with this year's seymour money. So says Gemara, you're right. That's a good answer as far as a carbon seymour is concerned. Hatenach Sa'ir. That works very well for the Sa'ir of Yom HaKippurim, because that in fact is a carbon seymour and it is communal funds that pays for it. But par ma'ikal meimar. What about the par of the Kohen Gadol? That's his own private funds that pay for it. So there's no din that it has to be brought from new money. So if you have a par from Yom Kippur this year that was lost and replaced and then you found it, why can't I just keep that par and use it next year according to Rabbi Yehuda? So says Gemara, gzera parat sa'ir. Because if you do that, people will do the same with the sa'ir, and by the sa'ir you're not supposed to do that because you're supposed to buy from the Truma Chadasha. It's all a gzera. Says Gemara, mishum gzera yimusu? Because of a gzera that people might get confused. So I'm going to let an animal that's hektish, instead of using it as a carbon, I'm going to let it die? So how does that make sense? Meaning every time you want to make a chumrah, you have to be careful that you're not being makel on the other end. Va'od, had Rabbi Tavi Amar Boshia. Also we could ask, that Rabbi Tavi Amar Boshia says that you have to bring from the Truma Chadasha gufa mitzvahi. That's only a mitzvah l'chadchila to bring from the Truma Chadasha, to bring the Karbanos Tzibur from new money. Damar Rabbi Yom Shmuel, Karbanos Tzibur Abban Be'echad B'Nisan, mitzvah l'havi mena chadash. That Karbanos Tzibur starting on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there's a mitzvah l'chadchila you should bring from the Truma Chadasha. And what happens if you don't? V'im hevi min hayashan? Yotze l'shechitzer mitzvah. You're yotze anyway. It's just that you didn't do the mitzvah min hamuvchar. So since it's only a mitzvah l'chadchila, so how can you going to make a gezeira that the par should die because you might confuse it with the sa'ir? Why am I going to make that gezeira? And if I do confuse it with the sa'ir, so then it turns out I only did something kasher b'diavad. I didn't do this mitzvah. It's not shaykh. It doesn't make sense that they would make such a gezeira for something that's only a din l'chadchila and it's not going to be ma'akev b'diavad anyway. So Elam Rabbi Zera suggests a second answer. You know why the parents of Yom Kippurim that are found after you've already brought the replacements cannot just be used the next year? Because the goral cannot be koveya, the purpose of that sa'ir, from one year to the next. And therefore, you can't bring the sa'ir in the following year based on the goral that you had in the previous year. That's why you're not able to use it. You're not able to bring it. Mikdash David raises a question. It sounds like up until this point, we assume that the lost sa'ir in this year you could bring the following year. I'll pee the goral of this year. But l'chora, for the you're gonna anyway need a new goral because you're gonna have to bring a second sa'ir, right? Meaning the second sa'ir is still gonna have to be brought the following year. So you suggest that the Gemara's kasha is that keep the seer for the following year was not only on the seer that's lost. The kasha was even on the second seer that was not lost. That hang on to both of them for the following year, and then you won't have to bring another pair in order to be magril on them. So anyway, says Gemara, v'naisi v'nagril. Okay, so the goral for this year won't count for next year. So do a new goral next year, right? We could always bring the same seer the following year and do a new goral on it. Why is that such a big problem? Says Gemara, gzeru shem yomer goral kaveh mishana l'chaverta. Yeah, but people won't realize that we're doing a new goral. They're going to see that we're using the same seer from last year, and they're going to think that a goral could be kaveh from one year to the other. So says Gemara again, this answer also, hatenach sa'ir, this answer works for the sa'ir where there's actually subject to a goral. But par ma'ika l'meimar, but by a par, there's no goral anyway. So why can't I take the par that I didn't use this year because I had lost it and replaced it and just save it for next year? Says Gemara, gzera par ratu sa'ir. Not because of a gzera of a par ratu sa'ir. Says Gemara, umishum gzera yamuzu, because I'm going to get confused between a par and a sa'ir, I'm going to take a kachim animal and just let it die? So Amrua Rabban Kameda Abai, the Talmidim said in front of Abai, no. The reason the par and the sa'ir go to Misa is gzera mishum chata shemesu bala. That were choshesh that throughout the year, the Kohen Gadol, who's the owner of this par, might die. And then it's going to be a chata shemesu ba'aleha, which is one of the chatalos hamesos. So that's the concern, that you don't want to hang on to it till the next year, because by the time next year comes around, it may become a chata shemesu ba'aleh. So it says, well, yeah, but that answer only works hatenach par. Now we reversed it. Now we gave an answer that only works for the par. But sayir ma'ik le'meimar, meaning who's the bailum and the sayir? The bailum and the sayir is Klal Yisrael. One thing we know for sure, Klal Yisrael never dies. The tzibur is a nemesa. The tzibur never dies. So why is it that I can't save the sayir till next year? Gzeira sayir atu par. Gzeira, the sayir atu par. Again, umishum gzeira yimusu, and just because of gzeira, we're going to let it die? Ela gzeira mishum chata sha'av rashnasa. No. The gzeira is that if I leave the goat from this year to next year, then I might I might come to use a chatas that's more than a year old, which is possible to use. And we're choshesh that in between this Yom Kippur and the next Yom Kippur, it may be more than a year old, and it's not going to be roi la'akrava. I mean, you have to be choshesh that if I leave the seer over from this year to next year, it may pass the 1 year mark, and if that happens, it passes the age of 1 year old, then it's going to be no good. Says Mar, Gzeira, he gufa chatash av rashnasi. I can guarantee you that between this year and next year, it's going to turn a year old. It's obvious that it's going to turn a year old. Says Mar, hello, Kasha. Kid Rabbi Titania, Shana Tamima, Mona, Shalosh Meos, Shishu, Mechamisha, Yom, Kaminin Yimos, Hachama, that when it comes to the Bate Orichoma, we count, Divrei Rabbi, we count the year based on the solar calendar, not the lunar calendar. Vachamra, Mona, Shemos, Vachadish, Chama say we count based on the lunar calendar. So we're saying the same thing over here, that when it comes to the year old Seir that you need to bring, it means the year old on the, that once it's past the year, it's on the solar calendar. So there's a way to, if it was just a newborn in the previous Yom Kippur, it may not be past a year in the following Yom Kippur. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at that point again tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Oh, yeah.